Thank you for listening on this Tuesday morning. Today is September the 11th, 2012. You're listening to Daily Worship. My name is Kevin Williams, and I'm here at the Gathering Place Church in Pineville, Louisiana. Thank you again for listening this morning or this afternoon or this evening, whatever time of day that you're listening. Thank you for joining us. I want to start this morning in Ephesians chapter 1, specifically verses 15 through 23. But as I was reading this yesterday, this passage, just not just this passage, but just Ephesians 1 altogether. As I read this, this is the gospel in a nutshell in Ephesians 1 in its entirety. Ephesians 1 in its entirety, I would encourage you just to go back sometime today or the next couple of days, read just this whole chapter, let it soak into you. And it's this is the gospel of Christ. But I want to start in verses 15, and this is Paul's prayer for the church. This is Paul's prayer for the Ephesian church. But also this is the Lord's desire for his church ever since. Let's start in verse 15. For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all of God's people, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the Lord, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, that he may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and the incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is invoked, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. It's a powerful passage today. And just as Paul prayed for the church that they would be given a spirit of wisdom and revelation for this reason, so that they might know Jesus better. It wasn't so that they could, their pride could be puffed up with that they've received these words of knowledge, or that these things were for their own use, or that these things were exclusively to minister, although they are for that. But he has given these things so they might know Jesus better. He prayed that the eyes of their heart, that their eyes would be opened in order for this, so that they may know the hope to which they have been called, so that they may know the hope that he prayed that the eyes of their heart would be opened. So I pray this morning over us that these things would happen, that the Lord would bestow upon his children and his people just a spirit of wisdom and a spirit of revelation, that he would show us more than we have ever experienced before, but it would be for this reason, so that we may know him better. I pray that our eyes would be opened to who he is for this reason, so that we may know the hope to which we have been called. Jesus, Lord, I echo the words of Paul here. Lord, I pray this over myself. Lord, over my life. I pray this over the lives of those listening this morning. Lord, more than ever before in our lives, Lord, that you would bestow upon us just a spirit of wisdom and revelation. Lord, that you would reveal things that we have never experienced, that we have never seen. Lord, as we're in your word, Lord, and as we are seeking your spirit, as we are following your spirit, Lord, that you would show things that would just blow us away about you. Lord, and that in the process we would come to know you better. Lord, today, Lord, open the eyes of our understanding. Open the eyes of our heart, Lord. Lord, maybe there are areas in our life that are shut off. We don't even know. We don't even know that these things, that we have closed the door long ago. Lord, may those doors be open this morning. Lord, we want to see you for who you really are, Jesus. Lord, we want to know the hope to which we have been called. Lord, we want to know this incomparably great power for those who believe. Lord, pour out your spirit upon your people in this moment, pour out your spirit upon us, Lord.
Pour out your power.
desperate to know you more. Lord, I thank you that that is not an unattainable goal. Lord, but that you have made a way for that freely for us. You say that in the last verse of Ephesians 1, that you fill everything in every way. Lord, thank you for doing that for the church. Lord, may our hearts be, Lord, more drawn to you than ever before. Open our eyes today, Jesus. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name.